Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that this blesses you greatly. Here is today's message in progress.
Lord, we love you so much. You are so good to us. You're so kind, and you're so loving, and you're so patient. And you meet us right where we're at. We love you. We put everything else on hold tonight just to be with you, just to be with you, just to love on you, just to worship our best friend. Is he your best friend? Is he your best friend? You know, I really believe the Lord's calling us into an authentic closeness to Him, an authentic love with Him. You know, do you have an authentic love? You know, if you came here to worship just to look at the person next to you, you're missing it. If you came just to come, you're missing it. Did you come to wrap your arms around Jesus? Did you come to love on Him and be loved by Him? That's what friendship is. You know, Jesus didn't come for your Hallmark card. You know, a lot of you have kids. Would you rather them give you a Hallmark card, or would you rather them, when you know, hand create and color and, you know, make you a real card? That's what Jesus is looking for. Will you come and spend time with Him and not care about anything else, about anything else? So let Jesus work in your hearts right now, and He's working on some hearts. Some of you aren't comfortable with silence, but still your heart tonight. Lord, we welcome you in to work in us. He'll meet you right where you're at. He doesn't care about your perfection or lack of perfection. He knows that we're not perfect. So why are you trying to be perfect? He knows everything about you, and he knew before you were born, every single thing about you. Every hair on your head, He knows. Every stumbling block he knows. Everything that makes you happy, he knows. So he's calling us to a partnership where we can walk side by side with him, Holy Spirit, side by side. Do you ask him questions throughout the day? About the little things? Holy Spirit, what can I do to please you today? Holy Spirit, I love you so much. Holy Spirit, I'm stuck. Where do I go? What do I do? Which job do I take? Do I take a job? Do I spend time doing this or that? He will direct your path. And you know the thing about him is he has a perfect track record. He has a perfect track record, and he will not fail you ever. So, I'll ask you, do you have an authentic love connection with our Maker? What walls have you put around you, or what things have you put around you to make you appear to be authentic, to make it look like everything's okay? So I just feel the Lord calling us into a nearness tonight, and into it's a rededication. It's a rededication of, here I am, Lord. I'm broken. I'm a mess. I know I'm not perfect, but this is me. Work with me. Mold me. Make me into what you want me to be. Because the Lord needs all of us. He needs every single one of us. I was at a friend's house last night, and he said, we're pillars. We are pillars. He's the door, and we're pillars. We're the things leading to the door. We lead people to the door. So he needs us to take our places, but we can only do that if we have communion, authentic relationship. Not a false appearance. So maybe you feel led to say this. just feel like we need to rededicate. So we say, Lord, I love you. Be the Lord of my life. Show me the areas that I need to make you Lord that I haven't already. Guide me. Direct me. My every decision. My every step. Help me. To rely on you with everything. And help me grow into an authentic relationship with you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much for sharing that, brother. The amazing thing is we are all uniquely created in the image of God. But somewhere along the line, we got this bag of flesh that we get to carry from here to there. And sometimes it raises its ugly head, and other times it blesses. And I'm reminded of life and death is in the power of the tongue. Choose life. And blessings and curses, in the kingdom and being a dual citizen in the kingdom of God, yet living on earth. And today when I was driving up here, the traffic was a little heavy, more so than it has been. And I was like, I didn't say nothing, but that was my attitude in my heart. And I heard myself say, why so down? And I immediately thought of David talking to himself in the field and to comfort his soul. And so I thought, oh, I'm in danger, and I didn't even know it. See, that was the Holy Spirit who was like, the little light on the car, my car, myself. It started to blink, like just a little bit of oil, a little low on the oil here. And I'm not in the red zone, but I need to be filled up. And sometimes busyness, circumstances, choices, laziness causes a delay of the blessings of the Lord. It's not him causing it. It's me being too busy or doing whatever or living on autopilot. And tonight when Ryan released that word about being authentic, I immediately started to think about the fruits of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, and a way to gauge our walk is really by the fruit. Are you happy? Or are you crabby? Now, that's not a fruit. I'm just, just doing a little gauging here. And, as Ryan was releasing that word, I was thinking, and by the way, I hope everybody said that proclamation or prayer, because whether you believe it or not, if you say it, there's life in it, and when you say it, faith comes. Faith will carry that. The angels will commission and do the work to help you align yourself with the words that you spoke, whether blessings or curses. And so whenever there's an alive word, a word that's released, a rhema word, I always say it, even if I don't feel like saying it. Oh, soul, why are you so downcast today? sometimes, and I'm not saying that's like a trump card to get, all the blessings, because that's not how God works. It's called relationship. And so Ryan was sharing about being authentic, and I immediately started thinking about some of the scriptures about hidden reefs in your love vest, and how really we don't know another man's heart. We don't, and God designed it that way. See or see, but you really to see the heart of a person. You have to be really deep in the spirit. You can't judge by the flesh, because when you judge by the flesh, it reaps corruption. And so if I'm looking at you and I say, oh, you look beautiful today, that is not That is a fleshly thing. What's inside is in our hearts is really what matters. And here's what's going on in this season. Oh, soul, why are you so downcast? It's because there's a pressing going on. Haven't you noticed you're reacting to stuff that you normally didn't react to? Oh, no, I'm the only one. That's right, that's right. Listen, this is all for preparation of the return of Christ. It's not about you and your response to the issue. It really isn't. That's distractions. It's all about being authentic to the one. That's all. That's it. End of story. That's it. And so, you know, we have our agendas and we have our ideas and our plans, but really, that is all work of the flesh, which profits nothing. But if it's done by the Spirit, if you get the agenda, when you're sitting in your chair in heaven, you know, you're seated in heavenly places, that's a scripture. And so if you get your blueprint from heaven instead of through, you know, a self-help talk or a good sermon, that's not how you get your blueprints. You get your blueprints when you're one-on-one, one-on-one with the Maker, and you're resting in Him and you're worshiping Him. You know that doorway they talk about? The narrow doorway? It's narrow for a reason, because not everyone's going to go through that doorway, and believe me, there's more than one doorway in heaven. In the spirit realm, there's many doorways, and notice they're short. They're not big doorways. You know, the big doorway is when you do your salvation, when you say, yes, I'm a sinner, and help me, Jesus. That's a big door. That's wide, but still, you have to come through the door, and if you don't come through, you don't get salvation. See, you have to go through some doorways. And right now, there is a pressing. God bless you. There is a pressing going on. And God is allowing the pressing, just like He's allowing the shaking, because He's preparing His bride, spotless, no blemishes. And so, meanwhile, we're I'm just going to say it. The old way of doing things is not working too well, is it? Yeah. You know, it's our nature to learn systems. And, okay, this worked when I first got saved, so I'm going to keep doing this. You know, this song, I really got blessed. I'm going to keep, you know, singing this song. God is not made of leftovers. He's new. He's new every day. His mercy is new every day. His goodness is new every day. And His manna is fresh every day. And he does that so that we come out of ourselves and are self-reliant the way we, well... You know, me, mine, whoa. You know, listen, there's some scriptures that talk about they sold it all. They sold it all. They went after the one thing. And what is the one thing? It's Him, the pearl of great price. You know, I'll never forget the day that I really met Jesus. Not the sinner's prayer, because I didn't want to go to hell. Not that card that I had, like Monopoly. This one was the real authentic. The day I said, oh my God, He's alive, He's real, He's really real. I don't have to wait until I maybe go to heaven or don't go to heaven. I can know Him now. And I'll tell you, when that happened, that was like every counterfeit inside of me just, that's a counterfeit, that's a counterfeit, that's a counterfeit. And then the choices, because you see, and then the choice is up to us. Do we want to mortify the flesh? Do we want to kill our idols? Or do we want to grow them, and help them keep us comforting and comfortable. Listen, the kingdom of God's not comfortable. If you study the books, you'll see that there was a lot of stuff going on. Lots of stuff. Persecution. And Jesus said, if they did it to the master, they'll do it to the student. So if you're having a little hard time right now, let me just tell you, this is nothing. This is nothing. But you can go. There's scriptures that talk about, you know, the scriptures about when Meshach, Abednego, and who was the other guy? Shadrach. When they were in the fire with Jesus, you know, who's that fourth man? That was Jesus. That was Jesus. And that's designed for us. That is not a picture. That was literal. That was like something that happened. It's not like, so, oh, maybe. Listen, our faith is being cranked right now. And our self-reliant man, there's this, the weighing is going on in the spirit. And, you know, we've been pretty self-reliant for a long time, and it's gotten us so far. But listen, one day the winds are going to blow, and the storms are going to hit, and all that's going to be left is what's made in Him through the Spirit. Now, am I saying your natural house is going to blow down? No, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying when the storms come, we know they're coming. It's scriptural. When they come, we need to be steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord. And I'm sorry to say, many Christians, when the storms come, they're going to run for prayer. Hey, we are the lighthouse of God. They're going to be running, and we should not be running with them. You know, we're to open up our hearts and say, how can I help you? How can I pray for you? Oh, limb grow out in the name of Jesus. Oh, deaf ears open in the name of Jesus. Fear go in the name of Jesus. And he's equipping us. That's what the shaking is about right now. That's why we're struggling, and there's strife, and there's all this, you know, friction going on. And it's all because the spirit of this earth called the Antichrist is pushing his agenda to try to get us to come along with his agenda, and we're not going to do it. And oh, let's just say we got tricked and read that terrible article and, you know, decided to respond by what the article suggested. Listen, that's a work of the flesh, and that's going to burn up too. But if you're in your prayer closet and you're praying and you're getting your blueprint, or if you're worshiping and you're just, you know, hello, his, all his, he takes care of his kids. Right. Have you never seen him not take care of his kids? Okay. So, you know, I was in Matthew a little bit earlier tonight, and, you know, oh no, what am I going to do? Listen, I think there's a story in there about the sparrow. But you don't know my 401k, but I know who I know who is. I know who is. He is the one. He's my provider. It's not my 401k. That's a system of the earth curse system. That's a man, that's mammon, spirit of mammon. That is not part of my covenant. Now, do I partake in the spoils of it? Absolutely. Because God gave me the resources, but they don't own me. I own them. By the Spirit of the living God. And we have to start practicing instead of running from our little issues of our heart. I'm in this thing right now where I'm like, I'm not happy. I don't like this going on. And I know what's going on to others in here. I don't often talk about it, but I'm talking about it tonight because you're not alone. And it's not just happening to you. Hello? That's a lie from the enemy. Well, I should be further. Well, hello, we all should be. You're not special, and I'm not special, but we're special in the kingdom of God. And so there's this pressing going on. Oh, I got an ailment. Hello. Speak the word to that ailment. Start commanding. These are little practical, not suggestions, commandments, okay? You have authority over your body. You have authority over your finances. You have authority over everything except another person. Now, there's some people in here who are trying to crank that other person to submit to God's will. Listen, it ain't going to happen. That's not how God works. He gave us all free will. He gave us all free will. And so if you're holding on to, and now I'm going to tell you something. This is for more than one person, so don't think I'm calling you out, because I'm not. This is the Lord giving you a key to walk in victory in this area. And that's how he does it. But the enemy's like, oh, and then you go, oh, I don't want to hear it. Listen, I want to hear everything that comes from the throne because I need help. Okay? And if I can get a living word and listen to it and then do what it says, I'm going to walk in victory. So there's a couple things happening. You know, the Lord, when I was worshiping, he's like, prophesy tonight. And I'm like, okay. You know? Push the button, you know, because I got nothing. So, but there's a place to go in him where you prophesy. And I know we're going there tonight, but he's got to get us, you know, de-junctified. Come on now, don't trip up on that word. See, our victory is as far away as our thought to victory. If we can speak it, it is here. It doesn't matter the circumstances that are happening against you or to you or about you. If you can keep your eyes focused on what the Word of God says and speak what the Word of God says, you're going to walk in what the Word of God says, because God don't lie. He don't lie. He don't lie. Now, there's counterfeits out there. And there's people that counterfeit God's speaking, and I see it all too often, and even that's getting shook up because it's wrong order in the kingdom of God. See, you know, let's go back to the love feast, you know, the little hidden reefs in our love feast. You know, I can't tell you how many times that causes damage to the body of Christ. Now, that's not God causing the damage. That is the reef. And some of you are like, what is she talking about? Okay, we're going to go here. Somebody must be going through some issues with your church, because this is usually when he has me talk on this, is when there's issues with the church. Listen, the church, if it's not in Christ Jesus, driven by the Holy Ghost and the Father of love, it ain't going to fail. It's going to fail. It's not going to work. Okay? There's going to be. And it's the enemy sends people in. I want this idea. Let's vote on this. Let's do this. I think we should have that. Those are opinions of man. But then you throw in, I heard from God. And then it causes the spinning confusion. And that's where a lot of churches are at today. And so they're hidden reefs, the people speaking, or hidden agendas, which are really of the enemy. And here's the thing. The enemy will use anybody he can. Has he ever used you? Absolutely. Did I have to break those words? I have to sometimes go and make amends? Yeah. When the enemy's found out, I smear his little face in it. I do. And then I own it. I own what happened. I don't cover it up and put a little flour on there and make everything look nice. Like, oh, it smells good. No, there's stink. And when you expose stink, what happens is God restores it. But he won't restore something that's hovering. Ooh, there's some hovering in here tonight. There's some hovering in the hearts. Some people have been holding on to some stank. Listen, stop justifying the stank and let it go. How do you do that? Lord, I release this to you. I'm letting go of it tonight. I don't even know. I can't even remember the original source of why I was so mad about that stupid thing. But I'm tired of it driving me. I'm tired of it swaying me. Lord, I release. Oh, here's a proclamation. Lord, I release anything and anything that has bothered myself or caused harm to me, I release it to the cross. I put it on the cross right now. And I pick up the great exchange. You bore my sin. You bore my shame. You bore my sickness. My grief. And I am replacing it with your blessings through the resurrection power of you, Jesus Christ. That stuff can't hold on to me any longer. I'm shaking it off. I am choosing to gaze at the glorious, wondrous King of Kings. Because when my eyes are on him, nothing has a hold on me except for him. In Jesus' name. So expectations, false expectations. I see some false expectations. If only this would have happened. If only they would have done what I told them to do. If only my suggestion would have been heard. Things would not be where they're at. Those are fleshly words. And right now, I just want you to put the blood of Jesus over them. And what you do is I pour the blood of Jesus over those words I spoke. I break them right now, and I bless that organization, that person, whoever it is. This is specific for some people in here. You're going to notice a freedom if you follow along, little ones. Follow along. I see us like, I see the... I see Jesus just taking us down a beautiful path. But then I see, well, I'm staying here. There's like a marker of they did me wrong. They did me wrong. Listen, that did you wrong is going to keep you where you're at. And listen, bless those that persecute you. Bless those that curse you. That's how you walk and get unshackled from the damage that's been happened to you. And yes, damage has happened. I'm not minimizing the damage that's been done to people in this room. But listen, I know the one who created you, and he can recreate you back to original intent, if you will allow him to. I've seen people that have been addicted to pornography that have images in their brain, imprinted in their brain, get set free like that. I've seen people that were addicted to heroin get set free like that without any withdrawal. That's our King. He doesn't do it the way the earth does it. He doesn't do it in a program. He does it because he is. And you're his. But how does it happen? And why does it happen? And why does it happen and not to everybody? Well, it's all about the heart. The heart's cry. You got to have a heart's cry. You can't have a half heart cry. Half heart cry don't get answered in the kingdom of God. It does when you first get saved. But then there comes a time where, listen, you're either in or you're not. Now, he's not punishing you because he's trying to give you blessings. But if you are continually to hold on to that area in your life, that hidden sin, that hidden thing that you like to do, that is a doorway to the enemy's camp. And if you're wondering why you're having trouble, could it be the doorway to the enemy's camp, which is all full of flowers that look so great until you go in and then you're clamped? Deception is deception for a reason. It's not, deception, very pretty. Think about sin. Think about the original sin with Adam and Eve. When Adam, you know, did God say? It always starts with did. Are you sure? Listen, pay attention to those words because the Holy Spirit will set you free in an instant. And it's not some great, I got to fast and pray. No, Lord, I repent. Help me. And as soon as you say those words, bam, angels are commissioned and right order is created. He's washed your sins away. You're the one that's holding on to him. He looks at you. He doesn't even see the way you see, which is amazing. He sees you created in his image, not fallen flesh. He doesn't even know how to look at us like that. He's incapable. He sees us created in his image for his good pleasure. And some of us are like, well, it's all about me and it's about my agenda and my kingdom. Listen, there's only two kingdoms. There's not three. And some of us are living in the middle of a kingdom. The wrong, you live like this. This is what's happening right now in the world. It's getting wider and wider. It's going to be impossible to be in both kingdoms. You know, first it was black and white. Remember when it was gray? Well, you didn't know if somebody was a Christian. Oh, you weren't sure what they really thought about, you know, the Word of God. You know, it was kind of hidden. Nobody asked questions. And then one day, black and white. And everybody knows who's who. There's no more. And then there's persecution on top of it against God's people. I mean, there's always been persecution, but now it's on our doorsteps. Okay? And so, listen, we don't run from persecution. You don't run from it. And you don't fight it by the flesh. Remember when they stoned Stephen? You remember when they were cutting off, you know, crucifying them? They weren't like, get them, God, get them, get them. They were like, Lord, forgive them. They know not what they're doing. And when they stoned Stephen, he was speaking the word of God. He was in the spirit, living in the spirit, sees in the spirit, sees Jesus standing at the right hand, standing, well pleased with what was going on, not for the hardship, but because he was a man of the spirit. And he wasn't wavered by what was going on in the natural. That's what these little trials are all about. They're to strengthen us so that we can be a man of the Spirit and not be moved by the doctrines, the ins and outs of the latest and greatest, whatever. Steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Bombs will be going off this way, bombs will be going off that way. Steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, listening in the Spirit, living in the Spirit, knowing what to say, knowing when to say, storm, go, in the name of Jesus. We have more authority than we realize, and God is like cranking it up, shaking us up, so that we walk in the fullness of everything, garden state. Let's be real, garden state before the fall. That is possible right now. You can live in the garden state. Holly did a great teaching on that. Before the fall, after the something or other?
Resurrection.
Yeah. Awesome teaching on that. Listen, we are in a time where the kingdom of God is a valuable resource. The world doesn't know it, but they didn't know it with Jesus either, did they? So we are valuable resources. We are God's hidden treasures in the earth for his good pleasure. He'll commission us when, where, what, and how, only by the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. He will lead and guide us into all truth. So let's get past, should I turn left, turn right? We have to start. And what I mean by that is, Holy Spirit, should I turn left? Should I turn right? Those are milk. That's milk. We need to start eating the meat and going, open deaf ears, open right now in the name of Jesus, because you heard it by the Spirit. You know, that's where God's taking us. But will you come? Or are you going to cater to your little garden of trinkets and you know, whatever? None of it matters. Here's the thing. You know what matters? Your grandkids. You're surprised I said that. So am I. He's bringing it up. Listen, you are the light right now. You have an inroad in this world, and there's a magnetic draw of love, unconditional love, and those grandkids see that. So don't think that what you're doing does not make a difference. Don't think that those prayers, ooh, I'm getting the goosies. Don't think those prayers that you've been praying don't make a difference. That's lies, lies, lies from the enemy. Lies. And the reason why there's such a stronghold over your mind, grandparent, is because the enemy is afraid because of the effectiveness that it's having. It's a hidden inroad to their heart. So don't think, oh, I didn't do good enough, or oh, I'm not praying enough, or I didn't feed them enough. No, no, lie, 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 lie. You were handpicked. Handpicked. Now, I know some of you are in split families, you know, like grandkids that are split, whatever, and you don't get to see the grannies all the time. Anytime you see them is a blessing. Anytime you pray for them is a blessing. Those are currency, seeds that are going into them. And you may not see anything in the natural, but let me tell you what's going on in the spirit. You're building a strong house. You're building a fortress. You're building, you're laying up treasures in heaven for those grandkids. And it doesn't matter, because you know what? The enemy can't touch those treasures because they're in heaven. Can't steal them because they're in heaven. And one day, they're going to know. One day, they're going to remember a word that you spoke. And it's going to cha-cha-ching, and it's going to be like the jackpot. All this currency coming back into the earth, into that kid's soil. Powerful stuff. Powerful stuff. Powerful stuff. Powerful. I'm watching it. I'm watching it. I'm watching it. That machine is rigged in your favor. That goes for parents, any parent, not just grannies, parents. You pray those prayers. Now, there's a difference between praying in faith and cranking it in. Cranking it in is counterfeit coin, and it's not going to It's not going to play. I think that's the word they use. It's not going to release. Same thing with our hearts. Authentic. Authentic. Authentic prayer versus manipulation. How do you know the difference? If you've been doing it all your life, you've been praying in manipulation, how do you know? How do you know you're not praying in manipulation? Uh-oh. How do we know we're not deceived with our prayers, with our prayer language? Am I causing some confusion, or am I shaking you up to say, Lord? See, because that's the thing. I can't tell you, but he can. Lord, am I praying the way I should be praying? What's the motive of my heart, Lord? Is it pure love, or is it I want to see that person blessed, or I want to see that person successful, or is it, I just want them out of my life, or whatever, however you're praying. You know, what's the motive of your heart? And here's the other thing. What's the assignment from heaven over this issue? Are you even supposed to be praying? There's seasons of prayer, and there's seasons of not praying, and you want to know why? Because sometimes, I can't believe I'm going to share this. Sometimes when, you know, I'm a prayer warrior. I love to pray. I love to pray. But I never will forget the day when the Lord said, stop praying over that situation. Stop praying for that person right now. I cried and cried and cried and cried. And what happened was he was allowing that person to kind of walk on their own 2 feet instead of me praying and keeping them up afloat. See, when you're praying, I know this is a little weird. You know, I can see you looking like, I don't know. Listen, when you're praying for somebody, let me just give you an example. I'll just use a kid. That's easy. Let's just say my kid is, dabbling in drugs, wayward. We'll just say that. And my kid, Billy, we'll name my kid Billy, okay? And so if I'm like, Lord, you know, I know that they're blessed and they're in the family of God, but yet I see them not doing very good things. Now, I can do one or two things. Lord, how shall I pray? Ding, ding, ding. Or I'm going to pray and call in the blessings of God over that person's life. And you may call in some blessings, but they're temporary because they're living in the wrong kingdom. And so the enemy's going to steal those blessings because that's his job. When you're in God's kingdom, there is no stealing. When the thief is caught, he has to repay. And God repays, not the enemy, God. God watches over his coin, his currency, his children. The enemy doesn't. The enemy steals, kills, and destroys. And so there's times when he'll have us not pray. Hey, I wonder if Holly's going to preach on this on Saturday in her teaching. I bet you she does. There's times when we're not to pray so that you can allow them, that person, to either seek the Lord, make a decision, crash and burn so they seek in the Lord. I don't know, but I'm telling you, Holy Spirit knows. And there's that, you know, he leads and guides in all truth. There's a time to pray for people, and there's a time to just rest in God and let your prayers work itself out, work the prayers out. Does that make sense? So, I can't believe I'm going to share this. I remember, you know, every once in a while I'll get a call from somebody. Please be in agreement. So-and-so is dead, and we're believing for them to come back. And I'm like, okay. You know, and the whole church is gathered around. Maybe it's a bad car wreck or something, and the person, you know, died, and they got 10 kids or 50 kids or whatever, and it just seems too soon, seems suspicious. Well, the natural thing would be, I'm going to join in on that prayer. But I've learned, Holy Spirit, what do you say? What do you say? Because I'm tired of praying in the flesh. Because when you pray in the flesh, it reaps flesh. And so there's been times when he said, don't bother. They're here with me, and they don't want to come back, even though they have a family. Now, am I God to figure out why? No, but I listen to how he tells me to pray. And there's other times where you contend. And so no one time is the same as the other time. No situation is the same. Does that make sense to you? So when we pray without ceasing until. And you'll know when something's prayed through. You get like you pull back if you pray in the spirit. And English words are important too. But where we get in trouble and where confusion happens is when I think you should, or I know this would be good for you. And then I pray my cranking prayers to try to manipulate you into the kingdom of God. It's kind of like I'm dragging you in by the neck because I know it'll do you good, but they're not ready. And what it does is it actually delays the process, because when you're cranking and your hands are all over it, God can't touch it. Most of the time, when I have a situation in my life, when I release it into the kingdom, Lord, this is your situation. You tell me what to pray, when to pray, and how to pray, and I'll do it, but I am not carrying this. I have learned not to carry. His, what's that about his yoke? His yoke is, and what about a burden? And so we cast our cares onto Jesus. And I like to cast them right into his lap and say, listen, I'm not carrying this unless you tell me to. And then you do it, you birth it through prayer, birth it through prayer. And some assignments are short and some are long, and I don't know the difference. Sometimes he'll make me fast, you know, like on someone's behalf. Now, I'm never going to fast in the flesh for anybody because it won't last 2 hours. I know that. But if he, you know, I've fasted for seminars, I've fasted for, you know, retreats for people to get what they're supposed to get. But I don't do it because I love you. I do it because he tells me to. And when you do that, you see the breakthrough in people's lives. Does that make any sense to you tonight? Is that helping you? Does anybody have any questions? I hear him say, don't run from the fire, run through the fire. And in the natural, we know fire hurts, and fire, when you get too close to it, it's hot. And so the natural is, I'm not going near it. But in the spirit, the fire is purifying, it's cleansing, and it burns off the dross, meaning it burns off our old way of thinking, it burns off our ideas, the way we normally handle things or the way we usually think a situation will go. Listen, there's fires all around. And only go where God tells you to go. And when he tells you to go, if you can stay focused on him and not what it looks like or what anything around you looks like, if you can stay in the spirit, you will walk through without even a smell of smoke on you. And I talked about it a little earlier, but God's making me, he's bringing it back. And what I mean by that is, you know, sometimes we get so comfortable with our lifestyles. And I'm not against comfort at all. But I'm also, I know that, I remember when Jesus talked about he didn't have a place to lay his head. You know, we're disciples. We, you know, we're Christ followers. And so if he said, pick up your mat and go, you go. And I'm not saying do it, don't do it. Listen, don't get tricked by the enemy. But there's a place in God where you hear and know, and you just do. And there's a place in God where it's internal. And he's trying to get us all to come into this place of the secret place, the quiet place. And I know some of you have like specific ways that you have your time in God, whether it's morning or night. But I'm challenging you to not break the pattern, but break the habit of it. Because it's becoming ritualistic. And I don't know who that's for, but I'm telling you, oh, it's for me. Hallelujah. There are certain things I do that I love to do. But if I stay that way, I won't get through the next door. Does that make sense? And so, you know, I'm just telling you, this season is, we're upon another season. Have you noticed how fast the season's changing? We're on another wind blowing. And I don't want to miss what God's doing. And it's not because I want to be used so greatly. It's just I love him so much. And I love his people. And I want to see us all overcome and be victorious. Does that make sense? Yeah. So we're dealing with the issues of our heart. Who's not? If you're not, then you're backslid. I'm just going to say it. You're lukewarm and you're not a target. And so, hallelujah. Or you're so victorious and so caught up in the spirit that you've dealt with it and you're one in him. And I'm not judging who you are, because I can't see it. Does that make sense? So he's calling us deeper. And the old ways of doing things, the patterns, they're shifting. Don't get caught up in the same way of doing things. Now, there's some things you will continue to do all the time, but there's places God is bringing you or calling you, but you can't hear because you're used to doing it this way. I love when that happens. And now when I leave here, I'll say, Lord, what did you mean by that? Show me what areas that you want to open, that that you are telling me that I'm real, whatever the word is just said, ritualistic on. Does that make sense to you? So I'm going to ask him when I leave here, And then I'll be like, oh, well, okay. And then I'll, and let's just say I can't hear him. Let's just say, la, 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 I don't hear nothing. I'll say, Lord, I'm believing you're going to show me or tell me. Because sometimes if I feel pressure, like I need to know right now, because I got to change it right now, here's what I will say. Lord, would you give me the grace to shift my foot into this new area that you have for me? Pretty easy, isn't it? Instead of, I'm going to get my schedule out and I'm going to do it. We're in a season of great grace. I'm going to say it again. We're in a season of great grace. It's a commodity. And people look at it and think of it as cheap, and it'll always be here, and I'll tap into grace tomorrow. Listen, the market's up right now. How long, I don't know. So what am I talking about? I'm to the point where I realize I can't do anything right or great. I need him. My ability is terrible. It might work for a little bit, but there's no endurance. I might have a great idea for a little bit, but there's no follow through to the finish line. But by the grace of God, when I tap into his grace and say, Lord, I know you told me that you want me to do this, or I know you told me to study this scripture, I'm calling on your grace, your ability to do it through me, your ability to do it through me, your ability. That way there's no filter of me plugging up the line. It's your ability doing it through me. And then you're in the Spirit, in his grace, and wow, it opens up, and it's like the best. It's the better way to live. Does that make sense? Amen. Father, I thank you for every word you've released in here tonight. I pray it's a blessing to us all. And I pray that when we leave here tonight, we ask the questions of our heart to you and that you answer. I know you're shifting some weight in here tonight, and you're shifting some ideas in here tonight, but you're doing it because you're calling us deeper. You're taking us higher, and you want us to be fully submitted in every area. Lord, I call on your grace right now to be fully submitted in every area. I can't do it, but I know you can through me. Teach me the walk of the Spirit. Teach me the deeper ways. Teach me how to go through that next doorway of blessings in you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's message by Laurie Scanlon. You can download more messages from our store at www.spiritofgodworldwide.com.